Hello, beautiful Recover and Rise family. Hope you're having the most incredible day. Welcome to our weekly live training this week, where we're going to be talking all about breaking through fear and taking action on your legacy. And fear is such an interesting one. I'm going to share a little quick story before Julia hops on here as well. If somebody had have said, hello. If somebody had have said to me before, if I was living in fear, I would have been like, no way. There's no way I'm living in fear. I'm loving life. It's great. But after this live, you may think twice about living in fear, because it's something that all of us have this fear, and it's so normal. And a lot of the time we can suppress it, we can push it down. But what happens when we push things down? It's like putting a beach ball underwater. And then what happens when you can no longer hold it anymore? It ends up just exploding. And with that, impacts our life and our behavior. The way that we show up in the world and the legacy that we end up leaving here on the planet while we're here. So this is what we're going to be chatting a little bit more about today, is about fear and how we can be able to break through from it. And so that we can actually take more action toward those legacy projects that we see for ourselves and what we see creating in our lifetime. So that we're not looking back at our life having those feelings of, oh my gosh, I wish I did that. I wish I did this. And we can actually be fully like owning who we are and owning the life that we're living here in this present moment right now. So thank you, Julia, for being on here. Welcome. And if you're in the comments and you're on here live, say hello in the comments. Put live in the comments. If you're watching the replay, put replay in the comments. And if you're catching it on the podcast or YouTube, hello. And we'd also love to welcome our new members this week, because we do have some new members in the group. So welcome. Please make yourself at home. We're super grateful that you're here and you decided to join us in this beautiful Facebook community that we are creating here. We're going to be talking a little bit more about fear today. So you want to take it away, Julia?
Yes. Actually, can you hear me okay?
Yes, that's perfect.
When I flipped open what we wanted to talk about today, I have this piece in a book that inspired part of the fear module for Recover and Rise. And there's a quote here: both light and shadow are the dance of love. It is important to embrace all parts of your nature. There's no light without the dark. Duality is the nature of our reality. And when you can accept it, you will be able to live a happier and more peaceful life. Conversely, when you repress, ignore, and reject the negative, impure, and imperfect aspects of yourself, they will wreak havoc in your life, and at some point they will return because they need healing and attention. One of the shadow parts of life is the amazing world of our fear. Hey, Kenneth. However small or big it is, as soon as it is repressed and pushed under the table, it becomes more powerful and damaging because it is out of sight. When we put it back on the table and see it with compassion and clarity and love, it will start to melt. And this is the whole foundation of Recover and Rise. We have a big module in Recover and Rise on fear and how to overcome fear. But one thing that I didn't know, and I wrote about this earlier in the group, is just how much fear was holding me back from my biggest gifts. You know, I kind of always knew that I had gifts that I wanted to share. I always knew I wanted to help people. I always knew I wanted to be an artist. But I really was talking myself out of it almost every single day. I had reasons and excuses for why I wasn't ready. I found it really hard to wake up and get out of bed in the morning. I was grumpy and angry and frustrated and pushing people away from me. I was left resentful for things that I wanted to do and still wasn't able to have it happen. So I didn't realize or know what was happening underneath the surface until I had someone help me see. And she said to me, well, it doesn't seem like you're super happy in this career. It doesn't seem like, you know, it lights you up. What's going on here? And I didn't realize that I was trapped by my fear. I'm afraid of not having enough money, being afraid of, you know, letting people down, being afraid of choosing myself and actually what that would mean for the people around me and for my life. And I think that what's so powerful about this passage that I read from this book, which we talk about very much in Recover and Rise, especially in Module 3, is that a lot of us, in the spiritual world will preach love and light, love and light. Let's be positive. Let's be positive. But what happens when we do that is we don't allow our body's voice to surface, because sometimes the body wants to talk to us and tell us things through our resentment, through our fear, through our judgments of other people, through our emotions, through jealousy, for example. These emotions are all ways that our bodies are trying to talk to us. But because we have this judgment of these emotions are bad, or I shouldn't be thinking these things, or if we don't have the tools to allow these emotions to surface, like fear, well, we find ourselves subconsciously trapped by fear and subconsciously trapped by what's happening within our bodies. And so that's why repeating the positive affirmations, going to meetings, doing the yoga stuff, it worked for a certain amount of time. But if I really wanted to press past my blocks, if I really wanted to transform, if I really wanted to reach that next level, I had to start to learn how to look at my fear. And Laura, I don't know if you have any stories that you want to share as well about fear too.
Yeah. There's definitely, it's interesting, like you were saying, because when it's under the surface, when we can't see it, it's almost like we feel like it doesn't exist. And that's how I lived most of my life. And honestly, it hasn't been, it's, I think it's really just been the last 4 years, I would say. Because the first 2 years were probably where I was doing the podcast and all of this more mental spaces. It wasn't until I got into the plant medicines and into the emotional clearing and into those pieces that actually worked with the embodiment piece of the body that I started having big shifts in my life. And some of the examples that I can share, just where I really, looking back, I'm like, wow, I really made some decisions out of fear unconsciously because I was holding that fear in my body, would be even like when I quit my paramedic job. When I quit my paramedic job, I loved my job, but I was just having a lot of anxiety. I had broke my wrist and was off work for 4 months. And then when it came time to go back to work, I was just having crazy anxiety with having to go back. And I ended up, just because I had a side business that I was starting to work on online, and I knew that that was where I saw my vision going, was in that direction. And so I ended up just quitting my job. I was like, you know what, like I can't do this anymore. I ended up quitting. And it all worked out, and I'm here where I am today. However, looking back, I was like that. I was running away from the fear instead of moving toward the pleasure or toward the vision that I actually saw for my life. And it's big when we do that. And I think like an example or like a analogy that I can share with you, if you think about like fear as like a person, and if there's a person that you're constantly avoiding, and this person is at the gym, I'm not going to go to the gym. If this person is doing whatever, like going for a walk in the forest right here, and I don't want to go because I'm worried about that person being there, I'm going to be living my life avoiding that thing, and I'm going to be missing out on so many opportunities for myself of the things that really light me up and that I'm so, so passionate about, right? And so you can imagine that that is actually what is happening, but it's all internally within us because we have so many archetypes and things within us. And if you think about all of these emotions, I like to think about them as just a relationship with the certain emotions, right? So if we have a good relationship with fear within us, we no longer will find ourselves running or avoiding those places, and we will actually learn to dive into them and start loving them and accepting them. And once we do that, we then are able to then come from that place where we can acknowledge it and be like, this is just that part of me that is finding some sort of need unconsciously from this fear. And then we can then consciously make different decisions. And it's interesting because there's been so many things in my life where I made kind of impulsive decisions like that out of fear. And now just being able to now slow down and like actually be able to tune into my body and having that connection between mind and body. Because before it was like my body was all numb and there was just no feelings there. Like I just never connected with my body. And it wasn't until I started that mind-body connection and practicing and learning how to do that, that I could actually start feeling the fear in my body, so that when I felt it, then I could then actually move through that process of being able to acknowledge it and learning the tools like you learn in Recover and Rise to be able to actually do that, to dig deeper into those layers so that you could clear them out and then start coming from that place where you're choosing things because I want to choose things, not because I need to do it or I'm running or I'm fearful or all of these other pieces to it. So it's interesting how fear shows up. And I'm curious if you guys in the comments want to put in
Like, how is it that you notice that fear has impacted you and shifted your behaviors or your decision making in your life, in your everyday life, in your relationships, in your career, in your, if you've got a business, in your creative pursuits, in your dreams and your goals? How is it that you see that that is impacting and shifting your trajectory, where you are headed?
Yeah, and we can also just backtrack for a hot minute. There's a really great acronym to describe what fear is. It's called false evidence appearing real. And so I'll give some examples. You know, Laura not wanting to go to the gym because of the fear that she might see someone that she doesn't want to run into. You know, would that situation necessarily happen? No, but for some reason the mind still brings up that thought, and then it becomes reality. So we're actually bringing false evidence into our reality so that it appears real. Another example would be me. I've always desired to play piano, but I had this fear that me playing piano would mean I'd have to learn classical piano. And so I had this resistance to playing piano because of all the years of training that I did in classical piano, and I found it boring and it wasn't who I was. And but this kept me from this big desire that I had to move into this next chapter. You know, same thing with making an investment in ourselves. It's like, well, maybe we have this fear that this person might take advantage of me, or we have this fear that, you know, maybe I'm not actually worthy of the transformation that I want to have happen. Right? So we have to start to look at how we talk ourselves out of things and how we make these false thoughts seem so real. And then it becomes this beautiful game of, well, what thoughts do I get to choose that will actually build me up? And so this is what's on the other side of fear, which is actually selecting and choosing the thoughts that are going to help me and support me on the way to my vision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Those thoughts, those little snaky thoughts that come in. I had a situation just recently. I'm having my condo in Ottawa that I'm subletting. And there's the two roommates that were in there weren't getting along. And I'm just like, oh, like, what a nightmare. Like, here I am having to navigate this and stuff like that. And I had so many worrisome thoughts coming up. And I had to keep like checking myself on those worries and on those fears, because I would notice that when I was in those emotions of worry and fear, if I was to say respond back or have a conversation, like it would have went a completely different direction. And if you're kind of like tapped into more like the spiritual type stuff, people talk about timelines, and it is totally like we can choose timelines of our life and our trajectory of our life based off of all of the little micro decisions that we make. And that's why like I love like the emotional intelligence, the emotional mastery piece, which really it's not like it's mastering your awareness of the self so that you can shift through and move the emotions that we're moving through. So this whole process of self-mastery and learning about your emotions and how that impacts your life so that you can actually achieve the things that you want to achieve in life, it's really just that awareness and then having those tools to be able to move it so that then I, instead of say being impulsive or reactive in states when I was feeling those emotions, it was like create space. Okay, my body needs something, you fill that need, and then you come back at it with a different energy and a different behavior and different words, and everything was completely different. And now the whole situation is almost completely resolved, and it's been so magical. And you know how much time I spent having fear-based thoughts around this situation and just taking on other people's energies from it. So it's an interesting journey working with fear and building a relationship with it. And it's a roller coaster, but it's so worth it when you can start building this relationship with it and not having it control you anymore and not having it taking over your life and sabotaging all of your dreams and your goals and all of the things. Because I know there's so many times where I had such amazing ideas for my business or like for creative pursuits or writing the book or all of these things. And those things come up and then you end up just staying small and in the comfort zone. And in that space, it's like, yes, it's comfortable for the time being. However, I want to live an epic life, right? It's like, I want to live an epic life and I want to have all of the things that I possibly can in this lifetime. It's powerful when you can really start doing that.
I love this so much. And you mentioned the comfort zone. You know, the comfort zone is what our bodies feel is comfortable. And so if being in fear is comfortable, that's how I'm going to live my life. I'm going to see the fearful situation in every single situation. You know, an example, one of my clients that I worked with in the past, they had a partner who was terminally ill. And because they were afraid of this person dying, they couldn't see any different possibility than this person dying. And how that was impacting them was it was impacting how they were being or who they were being with the person that they had this relationship with in their last phases of life. And it was also impacting themselves. They were totally being completely torn away from this situation, and understandably so. You know, when we talk about really big events like death or like trauma or like you know, maybe losing a business, something that is really big for us, sometimes the impact and the weight of those emotions are so big. And what happened was, is as we started to use the tools and as we started to clear a lot of those emotions, she started to see that, oh, actually, you know, I could really possibly enjoy these last few months with this person. I can see myself being more loving and engaging and present in this person's life. I can start to see the possible benefits that could come from us having these next few months together, and just starting to shift her energy and her awareness and her presence to this situation. And what ended up happening was a beautiful unfolding of, you know, this person's end of life, where she was actually able to be with that person. I've also had clients who have overturned, you know, things that they've had diagnoses for, simply because they were open to shifting and moving from fear into a new mindset as well. So it is so powerful when you can really embody and embrace this work. And it is so powerful to know the tools. Imagine waking up in the morning and having the tools to move through all the fears and anxieties that come up. You know, what do you see that this would possibly do for you? So yeah, Laura, I don't know if you want to add anything there.
Nothing's really coming through to be able to share. Does anybody have any questions who's watching about fear specifically? And maybe like, what are some of the fears that are coming up for you right now in the present moment? And how do you see yourself shifting them? Curious to know what your thoughts are. I'm just going to read Brooke's comment here as well. She said, I had the same thing happen to me as well. People were telling me I don't look happy until I started my own business. Yeah, and congratulations, Brooke, on starting your business, walking the dogs. That's so exciting. You're definitely in your happy place when you're with the dogs. So it's so great to see. And that's one of the big things when we know that we are doing something that's in alignment, is when we have that happiness and that passion and that creativity starts coming through. So it's an amazing way to start pivoting and shifting from some of those fears. And Brooke, I'm curious, when you were starting your business, did you have any fears come up? Any worrisome thoughts or things that were trying to prevent you from actually taking action toward you doing that? Because that's massive. So I'm celebrating you huge, huge for doing that. Yeah, it doesn't look like anybody has any questions right now. Do you have anything else you want to share, Julia?
Just something really exciting is happening at the end of January. Laura and I are going to be running another round of Recover and Rise. And this is a 10-week incubator program. We have a bonus week on the first week. So if you aren't sure if you want to join us for the 10-week transformational program, you can join us for the first call, which is an intro call where we're going to help you workshop your vision for 2023, overcome the fears that might be present, and help you know and understand three of the key actions that you can take to start to set your legacy in motion. So we are so excited to be diving into these tools with you. I hope to see so many of you on our workshop. on the 31st. And for those of you who might be interested in the big 10-week transformational program, Laura and I are here and we are happy to connect with you on a call. So please feel free. We'll put a little form in the comments below for you to fill out. And without further ado, Laura, thank you so much. This was so powerful.
Yeah. Before we close this off as well, we're going to share a fear PDF in here as well. So the big thing is with the vision workshop is you're going to get those amazing clear action steps. Like we said, that fear can come up that actually prevents us from taking those action steps. So the fear PDF is an incredible first step for you to be able to start diving into those fears and start getting more clear on what they're actually trying to speak to you so that you can learn from them. So we will put that in the comments as well, because I know that's very beneficial if you're wanting to help learn how to work through your fears. And then, yeah, the workshop. And then we also have the ice and sauna event coming up on Saturday or Sunday, which is in Toronto. So if you want to join us, then please do. There are still a couple spots left in there. We're going to be doing sauna, ice bath, sacred circle, and then we're going to be doing energy healing and sound healing. So it's going to be really great. And I'm just going to read Justin's comment here. Thanks, Justin, for commenting. So I hope you're on here. So he said, I was really afraid of going on this recovery journey, but it's been amazing since I started. Yeah. And Justin's been now working for the last 4 weeks with me, and he's just seeing the most amazing results. And it's incredible the stuff that's coming up and the shifts that he's experiencing just by diving in to that stuff. And Justin, maybe if you want to put in the comments, like, I know you've had lots of stuff for like from your childhood that has came up that you maybe didn't even recognize was holding you back. What has been your experience with that and understanding now how much this stuff is actually stored in the body and how much it actually holds us back? If you'd love to write that in there, that would be awesome to hear your perspective, because I know you have so much to share and you're very open to sharing your journey to inspire others. And yeah, I think that's about it, but we'll wait for Justin to respond in the comments. And if you guys do have any questions, you'll type it out. Awesome. And if you have, if anybody else has any other questions as well, then please feel free to put them in the comments. And even if we're catching the replay, we will come back and we will definitely answer all your questions, or we can pop on the live the next week and answer all of your questions. So I know it can be a little
bit
moving through all of this stuff on your own and not knowing how to
Navigate
with everything coming up in life right now. I know there's so much stuff coming up for everybody. We're here with
us. And we can also go a little bit deeper into what Recover and Rise is and what you'll receive from working with us, either one-on-one or in Recover and Rise. Recover and Rise essentially is a 10-week container. The first week we understand what are the comfort zones that keep us comfortable. Week two, we really go into the thought patterns that keep us comfortable and keep us small. Week three, we move into overcoming fear and how to understand fear as the keystone to which you can walk through freedom. Week four, we dive deeper into healing resentments so that you can live with more peace and ease and flow. Week five, we go into the shadow work, which really is to integrate the light and dark. Week six is about greater intimacy in our relationships. Week seven is developing and growing that spiritual connection. Week eight is owning your vision. Week nine is embodiment. And week 10 is the leadership that is needed to live out your legacy. So if any of those topics call you, we are so excited to dive deeper each week of Recover and Rise. So we love you lots.
Mm-hmm.
Justin, we'll maybe catch your comment either now or later, depending on when it comes through. But yeah, we are so, so, so grateful. Laura, thank you so much for hosting this.
Thank you. Okay. Enjoy your day, everybody. We love you.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Thanks, Justin.